Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The White House seems to be all over the map. This weekend, they said it was...
Well, there's the Democrat map. I mean, they're trying to resolve bipartisanship within the Democratic Party.
Right.
Are we for a public plan, a public option? Are we not for a public option? I don't know.
And then do we reach across the aisle? And then that seems to be under consideration.
But Rahm Emanuel said we don't need the Republicans or something like
something
that.
Robert Gibbs said something completely different.
The president believes... strongly in working with Republicans and Democrats, independents, any that seek to reform health care. They want to see costs cut, coverage increased, insurance reforms implemented.
Wanted someone to collaborate with the Obama administration on health care. Inquire at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. That's what that sounds like to me.
So are you emphasizing past tense, wanted to work with Republicans?
We'll work with anyone.
Well,
Someone work with us.
We actually have some Republicans on the line, and we're going to ask them, do Republicans want to work with Democrats? We've been talking so much about President Obama and his strategy within his own party. What about the other side of the aisle and how they're approaching health care? We have with us Fred Barnes, the executive editor of the Weekly Standard, and Ryman Salam, the author of Grand New Party, How Republicans Can Win the Working Class and Save the American Dream. Fred, I want to start with you. You know, we saw all these town hall meetings and Democratic Congress people being, you know, under fire. But what about Republicans? Can they really afford just to sit back and watch?
Sure. Look, they're not really players here. They're not players at all in the House. There's some Republican senators who are negotiating in the Senate, but Democrats won't get them at all. And I mean, Democrats first need, and Obama needs to step forward and say, look, we have abandoned the idea of a public health insurance plan. And then there's a chance.
Why does he need to do that? Why does he need to do that?
Because a lot of Democrats don't like it either. It can't pass in the first place, and it would assuage some Republicans. Start there, and there might be some opportunities for compromise. Look, the only reason why Democrats want Republicans in the first place is to get cover for their moderates who won't vote for Obama's comprehensive plan unless there's some Republicans along with it.
So, Fred, that would suggest to me then that Republicans shouldn't give them that. What do you say?
No, of course not. They shouldn't give in on the public option and a lot of other things as well. And Democrats aren't going to be able to push through a plan with such large popular opposition to it. Now, as every poll reflects, it's one thing to criticize the histrionics at these town hall meetings. The important thing is that the opposition we see there is reflected in national polls. And Obama and the Democrats are just in terrible trouble on health care, and they can't decide what to do, as we just reflected as the different approaches at the White House itself between Rahm Emanuel and Robert Gibbs.
So, Raihan Salam, I want to bring you into this because while it's true we see the polling data that approval for Democrats and the president are going down, we're not seeing approval for Republicans go up. So what do you say to that?
I think that some of the opposition we're seeing in the country is opposition to big government, and that's broadly in tune with Republican and conservative goals. But I think that some of the opposition is just fear of any kind of change at all. And I think that it's important for Republicans to recognize a distinction between those two things, to try to cultivate the one, but to recognize that the other is going to be a long-term political problem, not only for the president, but also for them.
Which means, Fred, that this isn't necessarily an opportunity for Republicans, because people have all kinds of fear of change. That doesn't mean that there's some sort of huge national mandate to throw out the public option. Quite the contrary.
I think there is.
There's just a lot of fear of change, as your colleague was saying, Rehan.
Look, well, we know one thing because every poll shows it, and that's that people are very comfortable. A huge majority, over 80%, are comfortable with their health insurance and their health care now. You, to convince them that they should reform that drastically, as the Obama administration wants, is a very tough sell, and they haven't been able to sell it, and the public plan's a part of it.
But Raihan Salam, author of Grand New Party, How Republicans Can Win the Working Class, Republicans have not done well in past elections. We see in polling data that while more people consider themselves conservative than Republican, they're putting Democrats in power. So can Republicans really afford to sit on their hands and watch Democrats' approval numbers go down while they're not offering anything in, you know, as an alternative?
I agree with the broad thrust of what you're saying. I think that Republicans do need to emphasize their alternatives, and they have offered alternatives that I think are very promising. I agree with Fred on the public insurance option in particular. I think it's good news for the country that the White House is inching away from that idea. On the other hand, I think that if the bill is split into smaller pieces, what I want to see is Republicans backing some of the smaller pieces. For example, the idea of a national health insurance exchange, a marketplace that would help small employers and folks on the individual market.
Well, Raihan,
if it really does help them.
I saw that on National Review's website that you endorsed the co-op plan, but you know what? A lot of conservatives and Republicans are saying that this is government run by another name.
Well, look, I didn't actually endorse the plan. What I said is we can't be reflexively opposed to it. We don't know what a co-op plan would look like. If a co-op plan is trying to move the country away from fee-for-service medicine towards something that actually makes more sense, is more productive and efficient over the long term, that isn't necessarily a bad thing. We still don't know what the proposal is going to be. So I think we just need to be a bit more open about some of those ideas.
So, Fred, I want to bring you back into this and look at some recent history. You know, I used to work for Senator Frist when he was majority leader, and he campaigned against Tom Daschle for being an inside-the-beltway obstructionist, out of touch with his own constituents. And you know what? Tom Daschle lost, you know, his position. Is this something that Democrats can turn back on Republicans if they are obstructionists?
Not on this issue. Look, we went through this in 1993 and 1994, and the same arguments were used. Poor Republicans, they're against health care reform, and they're the bill that was drafted by First Lady then Hillary Clinton. We went through that whole thing, and what was the result of it? The result was, in 1994, one of the greatest Republican victories of the century.
Right, Fred, and, but who led that, though? Who led that? Newt Gingrich and Phil Graham of Texas, and where are they today?
They're not in Congress now, but that doesn't...
Because they were run out of Congress for being obstructionists.
And then, they held Congress for 12 years. Look, Phil Graham's not out of Congress because he was an obstructionist, nor is that the reason Bill Frist is out. The truth is that the public has rejected... And I think has rejected firmly what Obama has offered. Now, it's up to him to make a new approach. You can break the bill into different parts. You can say we're not going to have a public plan. And the truth is, he's not going to get enough Democratic votes if he doesn't do that. And he needs to do it quickly.
And, Fred, that might be true, but we're also seeing from Pew polling data that the public is blaming Republicans more than Democrats for the fact that people aren't, you know, getting along and working it out. Whether you agree with that or not, that seems to be the way the public is viewing it.
Yeah, but look at the public polls that are more important than that. What does it show? It shows Obama sinking. He spent 10 days going after on the health care issue in July, and in the Gallup poll, he went down 9 points. And you break up the parts of the Obama plan, and all those parts are being rejected. It's not just the town hall meetings. It's the public at large. Well, Obama's losing this argument.
It seems to me that the most important poll, though, is that the Democrats control the White House and both houses of Congress, and they were elected on a plan to do something about health care. Would you support a public cooperative plan, any sort of co-op, nonprofit option?
Well, not the way the Democrats are talked about it. And here's what worries Republicans, and that is that Senator Baucus, the head of the Finance Committee, Senator Schumer, even President Obama, himself has said they want a co-op plan. They'll go for a co-op plan as long as it's just like the public plan.
But Fred, just, you know, but when you say I will not support a co-op option the way the Democrats are talking about it, I mean, that's exactly the language of obstruction. If the Democrats say it, I'm opposed to it.
Look. Here's how politics works. The out party succeeds when the in party fails. The polls on the Republicans don't matter now. What matters is the polls on the Democrats. And they're in power. They have votes in Congress. They have the White House. And if they overreach or they fail or both, then Republicans will triumph in the next election, whatever their numbers are right now in approval rating by the public.
Raihan Salaam.
The failure of the in party that leads to the out party winning.
Raihan Salaam, I want to ask you, do you agree with that? Do you think the Republicans can just sit and watch Democrats overreach, or do they need to be proactive?
Two small things. One is that I think Fred is absolutely right. On Social Security, the Democrats united against President Bush's reform proposals, and that was a huge source of success for them. Similarly, the surge strategy was something that was completely owned by a Republican president. The Democrats, to the extent they could within the budgetary process, raised the possibility of trying to obstruct it, and they weren't able to. So I think that, again, President Bush owned that policy, and now it's not entirely crazy for the Democrats to want to own health reform. John earlier on mentioned Clinton's health reform effort in the 1990s. The thing is, Republicans might have actually profited had the Democrats owned that and passed that, and then had it been really problematic and had it been profoundly unpopular.
Well, we will see. We will see in this time around if Republicans can profit from this. I want to thank you both for joining us. That was Fred Barnes, executive editor of the Weekly Standard, and Raihan Salam, author of Grand New Party, How Republicans Can Win the Working Class and Save the American Dream. Boy, I could talk about this for another hour.
Public option, public enemy.